Well, certainly not all operations in Afghanistan end successfully. On October 8th, U.S. Special Forces attempted to rescue a British aid worker from her kidnappers. The aid worker, 36-year-old Linda Norgrove, was killed in the attempt. Today, her parents, John and Lorna, gave their first interview to the BBC.
We were both apprehensive about her going there and tried to dissuade her. But she'd been a very adventurous girl and she was determined to go.
The Norgroves got used to their daughter being in harm's way. She'd been working in Afghanistan off and on for 4 years.
I knew that she'd grown to love Afghanistan and love the people, and I knew that that's where her heart was and she wanted to do humanitarian work there. And I think that was what was so important to her and what she felt she had to do.
Linda's father said it was still a shock to hear that she was in trouble.
On that particular day, it was a beautiful Sunday, and we'd gone for a long walk, climbed one of the mountains close by, and we came back to be met by the police, who told her that Linda had been kidnapped. And from then on, it was an absolute emotional roller coaster. It's very difficult to explain, so it came as an absolute nightmare to us. 2 weeks later, to have a visit from the police at 3 o'clock in the morning one day to say that she'd been killed in a rescue attempt.
An inquest showed that Linda Norgrove was killed by fragments from a U.S. grenade. The military is investigating, but her parents say there's no point in blaming the U.S. troops. Instead, they give them credit for trying to rescue her.
It would appear to us that the rescue attempt was so close to being a total success, and at the end there was what appears to have been a human error.
Yes, we very much feel we don't want to get into the blame game. Linda is dead and there's nothing going to bring her back to us. It's changed our lives completely, and we feel we need to move forward and do something to help continue her work, her humanitarian work.
And to that end, John and Linda Norgrove are setting up a foundation to help women, children, and families in Afghanistan. The couple laid their daughter to rest yesterday in a ceremony at her home on the remote Scottish Isle of Lewis. This is PRI.